We are learning Mesechtas Chulin Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, and we are starting by the two dots on top of Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, which is six lines from the top. It said in the Mishnah, a machloikas, we had in the Mishnah, a machloikas sumchis and the chacham. What was the case? You shechted one behemoth, it was the mother, and you shechted the grandmother. The mother and the granddaughter, the second generation. And then afterwards, you shecht the middle generation. So what's the halacha? According to the Chacham, Mechayev one, because that one ma'aseh shechita of the middle one, Mechayev oiser esmenai and b'nai v'oiser, but it's one ma'aseh shechita. But some says, no, I'm chayev for oiser esmenai and b'nai v'oiser, I'm chayev for two, and therefore chayev shmoinim. So the Gemara declares, how far does Simchas hold his shita? I'm like a bar of Yosef. My time with the Simchas. Does Simchas hold, Kosova Simchas, Ochol Shnei Zeisei Chelev Helm Echad. Let's say someone eats two Zeisim of Chelev in one forgetting. Are you Chayev Shtei Chatois? Because the two different Averis. And maybe he holds like that. If it didn't really Shvin and Baalma, he really should say his Chiddush all over Shas. That any time you did a Avera, this Chayev Chatos, you did two Achilas, you should be Chayev for both. Why did it say over here in by Oyster Espinoy? The teachers, the Rabbana hold the only Chayev 40 here. I forgot the Gufim Mechalokim, Pati Rabbana. Even though here, there's two Gufim that are being Mechayev, this one Shchita, and still you Pater. Because here, you now do a Shchita on this middle generation because of the mother and because of the child. So here, even here, the Rabbana hold 40. But really, Sukha Shchita is not relegated to over here. It's not dafka over here by two gufim. It's any case that you did two averis, you chayev two. Me'ash b'shar and sumchas. And Rashi explains that hu adin l'reisha, that there would also be more poshet than a case of shnei zeis chelev. The case of the reisha is where you shechted two of the children, and then after you shechted the mother. So there also would be better, because also it's gufim mechalakim there. Because why is it gufim mechalakim? Because you can't shecht the mother because of the count number one and count number two. The two children, you can't shecht us. There it's worse than Zeis HaChelev. But here maybe Tzumchus holds even more than our Mishnah. He holds that even by Shnei Zeis HaChelev, Chayev too. Or you don't know. Kesava Tzumchus Ochos Shnei Zeis HaChelev, Behel Mechal, Dein HaChayev Alachas. If you ate two Zeisim, two Kezeisim, two olive-sized pieces of Chelev, and one forgetting, you only have one Chatas. But how kind of time I hear? The reason why you have two is hoil the gufim mechalakim. The reason is because gufim are mechalakim because there's basically two mechayim. There's mechayim because, let's say the last case in the Mishnah, mechayim because you shecht the mother today, and mechayim because you shecht the daughter today. Therefore, you shecht this one meisa, you mechayim as two gufim. And it's not a riot to shnei zeis chelev. That's the question of the Gemara. Amalei, the Gemara says, no, I have a riot from somewhere else. That he holds that Yechayev v'shtei zeisim hel mechad. In Kesava ochol shnei zeisim chayev hel mechad chayev. He taka holds that Yechayev two zeisim chayev hel mechad. Chayev shtei chatois. Mimai. How do we know? Not from here. Here we don't know from. Here's gufim mechalakim. How do we know? Meditanya, because looked at a brayis like this. Hazireya kalayim kalayim loike. It says if you zireya kalayim kalayim, you get malchus. Now what are we talking about? My loike. Ilem loike achas. If it means Yechayev one time malchus, pshita. It's possible. Void my kalayim kalayim. What's lashon kalayim kalayim? Why does it say two times kalayim? One zriya is also chayiv. I can tell me this is bothering me. I have a way to answer both kashas. Maybe the chiddush is even if I do it twice, chayiv one malchus. I'll answer both questions. That may answer pshat. It says there, zriya kalayim kalayim loike. What are we talking about? Loike one time? It's possible. And also, what's lashon kalayim kalayim? So I'll tell you, Terence. You know what the case is? Either two ma'aser kalayim, two plantings. And the chiddush is chayiv one. So the Ramban says that you can't learn that pshat, because then it would have said loika achas. What is it? Loika arba. They didn't speak that out. That can't be the point of the Mishnah. So ela pshita, when it says loika, it means beis malchus. It means you chayiv twice malchus for each kalayim. So that's the fact. Chayiv two malchus. What are we talking about? Maya skina. We know now this brisa is talking about the chayiv. You did two maya kalayim, you chayiv two malchus. But maya skina, what's the case exactly? Ilayim is achaz. I'm talking about one after another one, which means klayim means that you plant tavua together with grapes. So here he planted tavua together with grapes. He did it twice, two plantings. So ilayim is achaz, which the asrayis and two different asrayis, two different averis. So, you know, two different times. He said, "Don't put it in." He put it in. He said, "Don't put it in." He put it in. So then tanina already that you chayev two. It's not a chiddush. Because we're saying lemaisa brisa means yichayev two times. What's a chiddush in this case? Tanino, nozer shoyis yayin kol yoyim, ain't a chayev alachas. If nozer drinking wine the whole day, you're not allowed to drink wine, you only have one malchus. Omrle al tishta vu shoyis, al tishta vu shoyis. If you warn him, don't drink, and he drinks. Don't drink, and he drinks. Chayev kolachas v'achas. Chayev in each one malchus. Each one yichayev malchus for. Ella, so he says pashut also, it's a mishnah. So you don't need a brisa to tell us to. El pshita means a vasachas of sarachas. It means it was one time. At one time, he took both hands and he planted on one side sa'irim and grapes, and on the other side, he put in chitim and grapes, threw it in. One time, one asra, and it says, Yechayev two. Money. Ilim Rabbanon, the plegal of the Sumchas. If it's the Rabbanon, or Agan Sumchas, Hashta, Ma Hosa, Madach by Gid Hanasha, Madach by Oysa Ves Benoy, Ma Hosa by Oysa Ves Benoy, the Gufim of Chalakim. It's two different Gufim. Yechayev, of course, two different Gufim. Patri Rabbanon, the Rabbanon say, you only have one time Malkus. Hacha, where it's one Avera, one shame, one guf. Because it's called one guf, even though it's two different seeds, the Chiv is one guf. It's one din kalayim. It's not two gufim. Hacha, like Kalshagain, some the way the Rishonim say, the Ram says, it's not only something that's alive can be called gufim chalakim, not dead things. That's one Mahalak to say. But it's not gufim chalakim. So hachal kolshkein. So of course here you're not going to be chayiv too. So who's on holds chayiv too? El alav it's sumchasi and it's a raya that he holds that by two zaysay chaylev, by if you eat two kazaysim of chaylev which is also to eat, you chayiv twice, chayiv two chatois. Because who else holds that we plant klayim twice, chayiv twice? Who is it? It can't be Rabbanon, because we don't even argue with goof of chalakim. So who is this like? It must be it's like sumchas. So it's a raya that sumchas holds shnei zaysay chaylev too. So I don't know. Loyal Rabbanon. It's going with the Rabbanon. And we're talking about that it was two asroyas. We asked by two asroyas, that's like nazir, that's pashut. You're right, here it's a zaitik echidish. Loyal Rabbanon. There's a zaitik echidish over here. The ikah tre gavni kalayim. That there's two types of kalayim. Because the case over here was that he planted chitim and grape seeds on one side, and sa'irim and grape seeds on the other side. Two different asras. The chiddush is that they're both called klayim. Dika trei gavni klayim lefukim Rav Yeshia. Dom Rav Yeshia, achi yizor achita v'sarim v'chartzim pelas yad. His sheet is, and he learns that from psukim, that you have to plant at the same time chita, chartzim, and sa'irim all at the same time. And if you don't do that, it's not klayim. See here, kamash v'lon, not like Rav Yeshia. Kamashlon the chizor achita v'charetzon and soira v'charetzon charetzon are grape seeds. Chizor achita v'charetzon and soira v'charetzon nami mechayev you also chayev and that's the chiddush of this brayso. It's a little sosum for when it says azureya kalayim kalayim. What's the chiddush you chayev two? I two asros is pashut. The chiddush is it was two different type of kalayims. One was chitim and charetzon. One was soira and charetzon. Toshima. So we're going back charting a raya. What's the shita of sumchis when it comes to shnei zaysay chelev? Toshima, and this is referring to, the next part is referring to the Gid HaNosha. The Gid HaNosha is a tendon that goes down the leg, and it's machlokes which Gid HaNosha you chayev for. According to the Tanakama, both legs, the right leg and the left leg, the hind legs, each one has a Gid HaNosha, you chayev each one. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you only chayev for one of them. Which one, the right side or left side? He wasn't sure, and we weren't sure either. And because he said something that lemaisa das noita, that's the right side, but we weren't sure. So the Gemara trying to bring Bryce is a riot to this, and this might have been a potential riot. This Bryce. It says the Bryce like this. Ochol, maybe it's in the Mishnah. Ochol mizek kazayis umizek kazayis. If you ate from the right leg a kazayis of Gid HaNosha and the left leg a kazayis of Gid HaNosha, soifik shmoyim tanakam says chayv malchus twice pashas two Gid HaNoshas. You only chayev only once. So hechi dami. Ilim v'zeach hazev shtei asroyes. If it was two asroyes, one after another. So my time with Rav Yehuda. Why would Rav Yehuda say you chayev malchus once? Hasra sofiku. It's hasra sofik. Shmuel Rav Yehuda dami hasra sofik l'shma hasra. Here we don't know what Rav Yehuda's shita is. Rav Yehuda doesn't know himself which leg it is, right side or left side. Which means that we didn't bring a raya from this brayso. That means in this brayso it wasn't clear. So if that's the case, we don't know which one is the Gid HaNosha. So if I warn him, yeah, I see him eating it from the right side. I say, don't eat it, not like Gid HaNosha. Then an hour later, he sees him on the left side. He says, don't eat it, it's Gid HaNosha. Both of them are Asura HaSafak. We're not sure which one's the right one. So why chayiv even 40? So if it's the one two Asura, what's Rav Yehuda? Because he holds Asura HaSafak, Shema HaSafak. How do we know he holds Asura HaSafak, Shema HaSafak? What do we know it from? The Tanya went to the Braisa. So first we're going to bring a Raya, he doesn't hold of Ashwa Safik. How do we know? The Tanya. Learned to the Braisa. The Braisa is referring to a child that was born from a marriage that we're not sure who his father is. The case was, the mother was married, and then she got divorced, and she immediately married a new husband. And then they had a baby after 7 months. And we're not sure if this baby is from the first marriage or second marriage. We have no idea. We have no idea. So halacha is, if you just hit one of them, you can't be chayev because you don't know which one is the right one. But it says like this in the braisa. Hikka ezeh v'chazer ezeh. You hit both of them. What halacha is, if someone hits their father, chayev misa. Kila ezeh v'chazer. Kila ezeh, you curse this one, then you curse the next one. Or shikash nev v'asachas, or both at the same time. Or shikil nev v'asachas. Chayev. In both cases, you chayev. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, v'asachas chayev. V'zeh ezeh potter. You know why v'zeh ezeh potter? Because each one's asra safik. I said, don't hit that guy. It's your father. It's not your father. If it's the same time, so I know, I'm sure you're hitting your father right now. But if not, it's not the same time, then it's potter. So you see all the shahs and all the shahs. So therefore, now go back to the Braisa or the Mishnah of Gidon Nasha. By Gidon Nasha, it says the fear of Yehuda Chayiv 40 and fear of Rabbanu Chayiv 80. It can't be talking about Shra one after another, because then Rehuda wouldn't be Chayiv 40. So it must be Vasachas, and Rehuda holds Yehuda Chayiv 1 because only one of them is Gidon Nasha. And the Rabbanu holds Yehuda Chayiv 2. But now we see a Chedesh over here. Even though it's one Asra, Yehuda Chayiv 2. So who's that like? Yeah. Why? You know for sure one of them is father.
Who's the father?
One of them. You know for sure one of them is father. You know for sure one of them is the father. One of them, one of these two is the father. Hitting both of them. One of them for sure is the father, 100%. Not 90%, 100%. One of the father. No, it's not. They're hitting both at the same time. They say, don't hit your father. He's hitting father. He's hitting his father now because he's in one mice at one time. So back to our case of Gidon. Shall Peter Vasachas of Sarachas? It was at one time with one Asra. Now the problem is like this. The Tanakam is a Chayiv 80. We proved that to be one Asura one, and Vasachas, because not Rehuda wouldn't be Chayiv anything. So, man Tanakam, Ilem Rabban on the Pligal of Sumchis, Bono Argon Sumchis, Hashtam, Ahos, Beguf Mukhlak, and Madach by the case of Ismail, Guf Mukhlak, and Patria Bono, and Hokalai Kolshkin. Here, of course, it'll be Potter. Here, not Guf Mukhlak. And here, again, like the explain, that even though it's two legs, it's still not called Gufa Mechalakim, because one get an Asha. Mashenke by Oysa Zeroy, it's two different Mechaivim. Each, when you shech those two, they each Mechaivim, now shech the mother or the child. Elalav, so who is this Reisha like? Who is the Tanakama like? It must be it's Sochas. Who? And he says, Mechaiv two times for the get an Asha, that you're eating the get an Asha, both with one Hasra. Zog to Gemara, loyalim zechazet. It's only one after another. Ah, your kasha was a kemi zechazet. What's the problem with Rabbi Yehuda then? Why would he even chayav 40? It's a shorah sofik. That was a kasha. Loyalim zechazet. Rabbanon, that's going through Rabbanon. And that's why chayav 2. Vahai tano, ah, what's the problem with Rabbi Yehuda? Vahai tano, so either tano to Rabbi Yehuda. The other tano to Rabbi Yehuda, the oma shorah sofik shmah shorah. We have a raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds a shorah sofik shmah shorah. The tano went in a brisa. Says in the pasuk that you should not leave over the Karban Pesach overnight, and if you do, you burn it. Now, is there a malchus for a lav of noiser or not? So comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, on top of Pei Gimel Aleph, Ba'a kosev den asei achaloi sasa, loy mashen loy kenalo. The Rabbi Yehuda, who says, you know why you don't get malchus? Because it's a mitzvah asei to burn it. So it's a lav and itik lasei. Mashma, we're out that. It would be Chayiv Malkus. Ah, it's Asra Safik. Why is it Asra Safik? Because you can never time the exact time when it turns morning. So you can't warn him, don't eat it right now, if not you get Malkus, because he'll eat it next minute. So it's Asra Safik. And you can't time exactly when it's turning light, you can't do that. So it's always Asra Safik. And still he said, you would be Chayiv Malkus, if not, for Lavanitik Lassay. So you see, he holds Asra Safik, Shema Asra. The price goes further. It's not because Lavanitik Lassay, you don't get Malkus. Elam Hashem, Avle Lav Shem Maisa. The whole lav shem emaisa in local love. Every noiser is lav shem emaisa. Why? You just sit there and don't eat it. You don't have to go emaisa. That's why it's not a malchus. So you see Rehuda holds also the lav shem emaisa in local love. But you also see Asura Safik. So therefore, back to, we don't write to the Shiloh of Sumchus and the Rabbanim, because we're going really to one Asura after another Asura. I am K Rabbi Yehuda, why Chai 40 even? The Chariot's a Safik. Chariot is, he holds Asura Safik from Asura. Let's jump in another Raya to the Shiloh of Sumchus and Rabbanim. Toshima, also by Gidon Asha. And Rashi explains that we're talking about here two different behemoths, because you always have to eat the right leg. And this is a raya, actually, that Rabbi Yehuda is only mechayev on the right leg. This raya is a raya. So it says over here, you ate two gidim from two right legs of two behemoths. Soifik shmein, you get 80. You get two malchus. It's two different gidonoshes. Rav Yehuda ben Yosef Gelam Mem. Only one time Malkus. And Shaul is why? What's about Rav Yehuda? Because here you can't say because it's a suffix of Yeminus. We both were Min. So Hechidam, Ilam is Achazel, which they asked Rais. If it was Achazel and two asked Rais, my time Rav Yehuda. What's about Rav Yehuda? My Abam, Vesuloi, Washington, Chayav 80. Two different Gidden Ashras. El Pshita was a Vas Achaz, Vechod Ashras. At one time with one Ashra. So what, now, so you see over here, so Pshan Rav Yehuda is very geshmak now, because one Maisa, one Asra, and it's only one shame, so Yechayiv only 40. But what's Pshan Tanakama? Man Tanakama. That says Yechayiv 80. Ilim Rabban and Pligla Sumchis, if it's the Rabban or Agar and Sumchis, who say by Gira, not by Oisavas Benoy, only Yechayiv 40. Ma Hasam by Oisavas Benoy, the Gufim of Chalakim is two different Gufim, which means the Mechayiv through the middle generation is the mother and the child, and still we say Yechayiv 1, Patri Rabbanon, Hachaloy Koshkein, here of course. And again, even though here it's Gid of two behemoths, it's not called Gufa Mechalakim. It's not called Gufa Mechalakim. The Ram talks about it and says why it's not called Gufa Mechalakim. It's not called Gufa Mechalakim. Even though it's two different Gidim, it's not called Gufa Mechalakim. Like he says, that the Loi Mikrish Tei Gufa Mechalakim, Kim the Chari Suru, the Hainu Gid Anasha, Loi Mikri Gufa Mechalakim, Elak Yehida La'el, Shein Asurum Shavim, Shachtav Es Basbita, Vachshav Es Bita, the Chad Hava Oisei Ves Benoi, and Chad Benoi Va Oisei. And he says, even if you hold that we're arguing on the Reisha, of the Mishnah, which was both Oisei Ves Benoi, was one type, still Gufim Mechalakim. Da Asura Machmas Shachas Shnei Gufim. Ava Gimei Mezu, another, it's all one Issa Gira Nasha. So the Mar says, Alav Sumachasi, who holds here by Gira Nasha, the Echayiv 80, gotta be, can't be Rabbanon, but even by Oisei Ves Benoi holds only 40. So must be Sumachas, it's a riot to the Shiloh, Shnei Zeis Echelev. So the Mar, no. Lo Elam Ezechazah. We're talking about the 8 Gira Nasha, two different Asras. I, Rav Yehuda, is only 40. What in the world is Pshat and Rav Yehuda? The comments by the time of Rav Yehuda. Could go into less big Kazayas. When we go with Rashi's first Pshat, the less Kazayas means one of the legs don't have a Kazayas. The Tanya, Ochlev, Ein by Kazayas Chayiv. Rav Yehuda, Ba'achi, Yeh by Kazayas. What's the Machlaikis? The Machlaikis is the Gira Nasha called a barrier. We know there's an idea that if someone eats a barrier, a complete thing, even though it's not a Kazayas, it's called enough of a Shir to be Chayiv. Like someone eats a complete ant. He's chayiv because of a complete barrier. So here, there's a machlokes by Gira Nosha, if you eat a complete Gira Nosha, you're chayiv. According to the Kama, you're chayiv. You're not chayiv to have a kazayis. The two gidim was, one was a kazayis, one was not a kazayis. Therefore, you only chayiv 40. You only chayiv one time 40, and not chayiv twice. By saying the Kama holds you chayiv 80 because you're chayiv even from a barrier, even less than a shir kazayis. And Rashi has another pshat that maybe means they're both matzor. It feels like the pshat because there's also serif. When there's two different asras, no way you have a serif. So therefore, he likes his pshat better as a barrier. That's the final pshat. We're not pashut what Simchas holds by Shnei Zeis Zeichelev.